Right, let's move on then to the world of visual arts. New exhibition at IMED. They had a great year in 2019 at IMED. Derek Jarman, the big retrospective. I think you spoke to us about that at one stage during the year, Sinead. Desire, which is on at the moment, and their ongoing relationship with the works of Lucian Freud. Now, what you've chosen for us is an exhibition called Obedience and Defiance. What are we talking about there?
Yeah, it's actually a major retrospective from a Portuguese artist called Paula Riga, and she has been working since the 1960s. It's a big exhibition, over 80 pieces of her work, and a lot of her work, the themes to me are very interesting. She circles feminism, she writes about the body and politics. There's a lot of etching, so she has stuff to do with children who were sold into slavery in North Africa. That's work from the 90s. A lot of work on abortion, 1998 to 2000, and stuff on female genital mutilation. I think of her work as very corporeal, and the work, although it kind of varies in style, and you can see the kind of unity, if you like, from 4 or 5 decades, her work reminds me of Egon Schiele quite a lot. That kind of very sort of small palettes of not very many colours. It's very muted sort of painter in terms of the colours he uses, but there's something very corporeal and very strange, and a lot of these the very figurative people in the work are often kind of look very lost and lonely and a little bit sinister. So anything I've seen by her I love, so I'd love to see 80 of these pieces all in the one room. So that opens in June and runs till November at IMA.
So from what you've all said over the past hour or so, 2020 is looking like a pretty good year all round, for lots to look forward to there. Are you optimistic that we're in a good state as we head into 2020? Well, I'll start with you, Declan.
I am. One of the big things for me in 2019 was just the ageing thing, which has a capacity to really make films brilliant and really make an absolute hash of it. What I'm looking forward to is the de-aging process for women in film in 2020. That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, because predominantly the guys in The Irishman.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of guys being de-aged over the last
few months. Saw a lot of guys in The Irishman. There's hardly any women in it. I hope to, again, I'd love to. There's lots of stuff. I mean, there's an exhibition that finished at the end of December. Franco B, an artist that I've wrote about in Constellations, that I just, because of everything was going on, didn't get to see. And I think you kind of have to make an art emergency, an art appointment for yourself to kind of go and see plays, go and see exhibitions. Mm-hmm. And next thing you'll blink and it'll be gone, and you'll be raging about it.
So I'm going to make it more of a making other promises.
I will. I'll be back. Bring me back, and you can, you know, flay me.
Check you, yeah, Arlene.
I am going to tackle my to be read pile. I'm going to do it this year. I'm not going to say it again. I'm going to do it this year. It's ridiculous. It's almost dangerous at this. It's so high at this point, and I am going to crack it.
All right, you don't have to give us necessarily the big thing you're looking forward to. No, but you are going to talk about other voices as we finish up. Kate.
Yeah, I am going to talk about other voices, but there is something happening in Galway 2020 that I thought was really interesting. It's called Live Feed, and it's basically encouraging younger people to get in and perform, to do events, to produce. So it's all aspects of the arts, and I'm going to, I think, try and get involved with that, because it's, you know, away from anywhere that's alcohol.
So, yes, what are you looking forward to in Other Voices then this year?
Well, Other Voices, the thing is that you're in the depths of winter, and you go down to Dingle and you meet with the tribe of people, and you and the locals get involved. It's much more than something that just grew out of recording a television programme. You don't know what kind of act you're going to see. That's the thing I love, is the music trail.
And we have Arlo Parks here.
Arlo Parks played the church, and I just saw her a few months ago, and it was just unbelievable.
Right, so it'll be music of this standard that we will be
absolutely
hearing, hopefully, in Other Voices 2020. Well, thanks to Sinead Gleeson, Arlene Hunt, Declan Burke and Kate Brennan-Harding for their offerings to us this evening.